God's love and peace to you all, dear family. Mother Claire began, Blessed Mother, we appeal to your clemency to protect this land, and along with Saint Joseph, please ratify its borders. Amen. Lord, what is on your heart tonight? Your progress. It is moving forward. I have to credit Saint Benedict. His help has been awesome. Thank you, most generous holy man. Saint Francis has by no means departed from you. He just wants you to savor the benefits and beauty of this saint. They are in cahoots, you know. Claire, keep pressing in. This has been badly needed. Sometimes life's choicest surprises and blessings come when you least expect it. Claire, you are becoming the child of God you've wanted to be. Just a little more work on the flesh. I will help you. Will you cooperate? Blessed Mother, please help me cooperate. You know me well. I open the Rhema 2 book to humility. It reads, This is your ongoing biggest trial. There are so many facets to pride, and they go straight down to the roots of the soul. This is why you cannot afford to lose vigilance over your soul. There is no room for sloth or neglect. You must be on your toes to recognize incoming, and I might add, immediate action to thwart it. If you do not catch it at its inception, the seeds land in the fertile soil of your self-righteous anger, and you still have plenty of them. When they land, it is only seconds before they shoot down roots, finding very fertile soil in anger and self-righteousness. These are lessons you must teach to all heart dwellers. Do you want me to write to this wonderful teacher over her terrible slander of Mary? She is confused by a counterfeit of the mother of Jesus, calling her the evil queen of heaven. He continued, That's a title Satan has coined to confuse the innocent by slandering my mother. She has a blind spot and will not listen. Do not waste your time, but you can still learn from her. I want you to understand that vessels have flaws along with their accomplishments done in the power and truth of the Holy Spirit. It is a mark of humility to filter tainted water. That is your lesson here, as well as for all heart dwellers. As for your other thought about certain ancient demons, do not command them directly. Your consecration is not deep enough. However, you can pray in tongues and call in the holy warring angels. Now that you know these things are beginning to happen, as the veil gets thinner and thinner, you are in position to address those on your channel. It is true, this is your job. Pray for endurance when times get delayed. I approve of you speaking together as a community before you pray. There are issues that I will bring up every day. Just don't waste oodles of time on them out of curiosity. That would be your downfall, which is the intended result of the attacks, led and orchestrated by distraction. Keep writing, Claire. Always sit at the lowest place so you can be invited to the highest. At all times, imagine yourself so very little, like a speck of dust, on the floor in the presence of the great cloud. Yet avail yourself much of your daddy's knee, from which copious graces will shower mankind. The littler you are in your own eyes, the greater you are in God's. Move forward now in confidence. Play your music. Dwell in the arms of your spouse. And above all, start singing. Amen.